It, honestly, I genuinely mean that, and it's been so welcoming just coming today. And Mark and Wendy housed me and John last night, and Mike took us out for McDonald's, and that's always good. It's just been amazing, the hospitality so far. And I just want to share a little bit of my testimony with you guys. I was raised in a Christian family. I never had that aha moment where I realised that Jesus was my saviour. It was a very gradual process throughout my childhood and up to my teen years. So it was bit by bit. And I had a really good relationship with God in my early teen years. But when I went to high school, I sort of got involved a lot in the high school culture. And I'm from a place called Whitley Bay near Newcastle. And it's got a bit of a reputation for being a bit of a party place. And that seeps into all the high school culture. It's very cool to drink. It's very cool to take drugs that you shouldn't do and to rebel against authority and all that stuff. And I kind of chose that over God. I put that in place of God when I went to high school. But I found that it just wasn't fulfilling. It wasn't good. It wasn't right. And at times I would be having fun, but inside I felt really quite empty. And I fell into depression when I was in high school, and I tried to cope with it myself. I didn't think about God. I was just like, I'm not going to pray to God about this. I'm not going to take this to him. And I ended up getting myself in deeper pits and just got worse and worse. And at one point, I had an eating disorder, anorexia, for a while. And it really just got quite messy. And in the middle of it all, I thought, you know what? I remember a while ago I had a relationship with God. I'll try praying. So I prayed to God to help me, and I managed to get through my eating disorder quite quickly. But instead of sort of being like, oh, you know, like God's done this, like I'm going to go running back to God, I was just kind of like, oh, thanks God, see you later, and went back to what I was doing anyway, which seems kind of ridiculous looking back at it. So I just went kind of back and just went back into drinking and doing what was cool in high school and didn't really think much about God. And it got to the end of high school, and this guy from my church sort of said, oh, you know, we're doing a 10-day mission trip to Mexico. Do you want to come? And I thought, oh, yeah, that's cool. Get to do some traveling, get to do some volunteer work, build a house. It'll be really cool. So I just sort of went along, but I didn't realise that when I was there that God was going to sort of pin me down and be like, what are you doing with your life? And he was there, and he was saying, you know, like, what are you doing? Like, look at the mess you're in. You're not relying on me. And just really, that's when I sort of recommitted to God, and I decided that I couldn't carry on the way I was carrying on. And so I came back from Mexico, and I had this new approach to life, this new attitude. And I knew that it couldn't have just been me, because I was seeing everything very differently. I knew it had to be that God had done something in me. And I ended up going back to Mexico for 8 months with an organisation called YWAM. It's a missionary organisation. And I did something called a discipleship training school. So basically you go for 5-6 months course, and it's split into lecture phase and outreach phase. And you learn about Father Heart of God and spiritual warfare and things like that. And then you go and you take it on outreach. So we'd build houses, we'd do evangelism, we're in Mexico City. We dealt with homeless people and drug addicts. And through that time, God really transformed me. And because of everything that I'd done earlier on, I'd got a really low self-esteem. And at one point, I remember on my DTS, God pinning me down and saying, will you love yourself? And he was like, will you make the conscious decision to love yourself? And I'd never thought of that before. It never even crossed my mind to think of that. And it just broke me down, and I was like, oh, like I've just not been taking care of myself. I've not been looking after who I am and who God's made me to be. And from that point, I decided, you know, to try and love myself, and very slowly building that back up, and came back from Mexico, and then I was like, what do I do with my life? I have no plans. And I remember that my dad had given me this bit of paper saying theology and performing arts course at this Bible college, which is where I'm at now. But at the time I put it in the bin, was like, I'm never going to Bible college. I thought it would be super boring, and I thought it would just be full of people who are like, I like to read Leviticus in my spare time. It's not. Well, the odd person. But I thought it would just be this horrendously boring place. I thought it would be rubbish. but I sent out a couple of emails anyway. And so the Regents, the college I'm at, replied at one point saying, oh, we've got this performing arts workshop weekend, just workshops, and it's all free, free accommodation, free food. And I thought, oh, that sounds good. Like, I've got no intention on going to the college, but I'll go for the performing arts workshops. I like performing arts. But I went there and God sort of pinned me down and was like, you're coming here. And I realised then as well when I was there that it wasn't anything like what I thought Bible College was going to be like. And that it was exactly where I was supposed to be. And since being there, I can see it was exactly where I was supposed to be as well. And I feel like, although nothing in my testimony is necessarily extraordinary, I have got an extraordinary God. And if you've heard of the footsteps story, I've heard another version of it, which is where there's a man walking on the beach and there's the two sets of footprints. And then next to it is a really long groove in the sand. And the man says to God, what's that long groove in the sand? And God says, that's where I dragged you kicking and screaming. And I feel like for a lot of my life, that's kind of what it was. Like, I was very reluctant. I want to do my own thing. And God's there just dragging me along. And I feel like that's been a lot of my life. But just the fact that God's been so gracious to do that with me. And looking back, I see that in high school, when I was messing around with different things, that sometimes, yeah, I thought it was fun and I thought it was cool. But actually, like, since coming back to God, nothing has been... It's all been so much better than anything I had in high school. And I don't know why I clung on to it. And I just... I'm so thankful that God has just kept holding on to me, that he never did let go, he never will let go, and however stubborn I might be, however much I think I can do it my way, that ultimately he's got it all in his hands, it's all in his control. And that's basically just what my testimony says. So.